you a songwriter? Are you looking to turn your songwriting passion into a full-time gig? Whether you are just at the start of your songwriting journey or a seasoned industry professional, this show is made for you. Welcome to The Songwriter Show, bringing together songwriting news, interviews, and community. Now, welcome your host, Sorontos.
Thank you for tuning in, and welcome back to The Songwriter Show, right here on Reality Radio 101. I'm your host, Sorontos. I'm a solo music artist who's been writing lyrics for as long as I can remember. Words are so important to me, and that's why I'm thrilled to host this show for you every Tuesday evening. I believe that every song is a story. Tonight's guest is Teddy Brunetti. To say Teddy Brunetti has seen everything during her career in music would be a vast understatement. The drummer, singer, songwriter from Pittsburgh grew up listening to songs on a transistor radio while banging away on a hamper and old hat boxes. Describing herself as a sober Janis Joplin meets Steely Dan in Memphis, it wasn't long before Teddy was touring with New York City's The Impalas, Toronto's infamous B-Girls, and performing with Isis Carroll McDonald before finally deciding to launch her own solo career.
And now, welcome this week's special guest.
Welcome to the show, Teddy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. So it's nice to have you back on the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you for this opportunity. I look forward to talking to you tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Are you currently in Pittsburgh, or are you somewhere else?
I just got back to Pittsburgh yesterday, so yes, I'm back in Pittsburgh.
Okay. Figured since you're the queen of Pittsburgh, right, they don't let you out of there for too long, do they?
No, I, you know what? I'm happy to come home. I love where I live.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's a great place.
Yeah. We had to go get some sun, though, so we were down in Key West for a week.
That's good. You need some vitamin D, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing for the last year or so since we last talked to you. Anything new? How's COVID treating you?
Well, you know, the COVID thing, I guess it's disrupted everybody's lives. But so as far as my music career goes, you know, it kind of put a stop to my touring aspirations because we just couldn't plan things in advance. And my band is not in Pittsburgh. I mean, my husband's my lead guitar player, so he's here. But the bass player and second guitar player are 6 hours away in the Poconos. The keyboard player is in New York City. So, you know, I need some advance time to pull the guys together and do a little rehearsing before we go out on tour. And there just isn't.
Sure.
You just can't plan things like that right now, you know, to do anything extensive. So I've been concentrating on my music videos. And I just released one a few weeks ago, a second music video. And I'm really getting into the, you know, that whole aspect of the music industry today, music video production. It's another way to express yourself. And I'm very interested in it. And I'm working with a wonderful video production company from New Jersey. They're young guys, graduates of Rutgers University Film School. And they're just great, and we're great collaborators. And
yeah,
I'm having a ball doing that. So I'm planning
That's
the
awesome.
Next video, and you know, and I really like it. Yeah.
Good. So so you can't get rid of your husband, huh? He follows you home.
Oh, you know, once they dip in this honey pot, you can't get rid of them.
I love it. I love it, Teddy. So for some of our new listeners tonight, tell us a little bit about your younger years in music. How'd you get started down this path?
Well, you know, music kind of spoke to me. And so after I had, I knew very young, you know, around 11 years old, that this was going to be my life. And although I did depart from it for a while to raise our two boys, I did get back to it after they were grown up. But I went, you know, I played in the school band, the high school band. I was the drum captain my junior and senior year in high school. Yeah. And the band director befriended me and helped me. And then I went to college as a music major for a couple years. I got a scholarship for snare drumming at Eastern Kentucky University. Dr. Donald Cooper was the percussion professor there. And there weren't too many girls that played the drums back then either, you know. I mean, there's way more now, but there were other women in the percussion department, but he had stolen them. They were piano majors that he converted, you know, onto mallet instruments. I was an actual drummer, you know. So
yeah.
That was pretty unusual. And but I loved it, you know, and I'm still a student of the drums. I got to tell you, I still study. I'm working through Joe Morello's technique books right now.
Sure.
And
yeah,
so,
great drummer.
You know, yeah. So I'm, you know, I'm always studying, and I teach. I have I don't teach a lot. I'd teach more if people would ask me, but there's a woman who I, you know, she's in her 40s, and she's a beginner, and I'm teaching her drums. You know, we have a lesson scheduled for Friday.
Yeah.
So, you know, that helps keep it, you know. I always believe if you can't keep it unless you give it away, you know. So.
Absolutely.
So I do that. And then I put. Go ahead. And then I played the guitar all this time, and I've been writing songs since I was 11. So, you know, and then after college, I dropped out, went on the road with a band, and ended up in New York City, which was a dream of mine to do that and pursue my music career, which I did. And I studied songwriting there at ASCAP and the Songwriters Guild. And, you know, I've continued to write. So, you know.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what you got planned for this year. Anything at the end of the year, anything special you're doing for the fans?
I don't have anything right now planned. This last year has been, you know, I started at ground zero. Nobody knew who I was. So I, when I started this whole thing up again, and so now I have my website together and my tech guy, and I have my social media going pretty strong, and you know, these videos. And so now I'm going to concentrate on sync and licensing, because maybe I can make some money in that area. So I have to, you know, that's what I'm going to be pushing the next few months, just trying to get into that. And because I think my music lends itself to that, because it isn't typical for what's going on today. It's more roots, classic rock, blues, jazz type of thing. And, you know, sync and licensing, they use all kinds of music. You watch TV and everything has music behind it. And it might be bluegrass, and it might be, you know, hip hop, and it might be, you know,
yeah,
blues or whatever.
Sure.
So, you know, I just want to see how that goes. I want to try my, take a stab at that, you know, see how it goes.
I get it.
And then I want to start recording again next year. You know, I have my first album that I want to release, but I have to get together with my producers, because I actually had the same fellow who produced my first album produced this last album of mine. So, you know, we've been friends for like 40 years now, but there's some technical issues, you know, because that was an album that was done on 2-inch tape. And then, but I do have a digital, like a CD master of it. So, you know, there's technical things about releasing it that, you know, we need to improve it. They didn't boost the bass like it is today. You know what I mean? Things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. But it still holds water. So I want to get it out there. You know?
Yeah. Teddy, tell us, you know, obviously you're pretty experienced. Do you still practice?
Oh, my God. Yes.
How often do you practice?
Yes, I do. Well, when I'm on the beam, which I normally am, I took a week off now, you know, when I was on vacation. It's the first time that I've ever gone on vacation that I didn't bring a drum pad with me. Because I'm the oldest of 10 kids. So I was taking my sister, who really hasn't been on really nice vacations before, and I wanted to concentrate on this trip and making it special for her. So that's what I did, and we had a ball. But normally I practice, I would say, I hit a drum pad a couple hours a day, two to four hours a day, and then I have a studio. I own a condo. We have a loft, my husband and I, so I think the first 20 pages of the condo association rules are about how you shouldn't play music in the place. So I have an electronic drum set here and my drum pad, but I also have a music rehearsal studio about 10 minutes away in a warehouse, and I go over there and I try to hit the drums, you know, another couple hours, 2 to 4 hours a day. So I practice between 2 and 6 hours a day sometimes. I love it. It's meditative for me. It's my, but if you want to play.
Do you think it's important for everybody to do?
It depends on the person. I believe if you want to play at a high level, you have to play a lot. You know, for me, just the comfortability of having those drumsticks in my hand that many hours, when I sit down behind a drum set to play with a group of people, you know, jam or play or whatever, you know, gig, whatever I'm doing, recording, I have to feel like it's second nature and I'm at home. I don't have, you know, it just has, I feel like the more, for me, I know that the more I play, the better I get. At this age, though, I'm 69 years old, so I've been doing this a while. So I have to watch over use, you know. I got to watch. I have a shoulder that can get sore, and I did ultrasound for 20 years, and it cardiac and vascular ultrasound. So it damn near ruined my elbows, tendonitis, and I have to watch that. And that would be something. That's something I'm going to look into, is stem cells for my elbows, you know?
Yeah.
But, that can get, you know, I have to be careful, you know, because the mind is willing, but the body isn't, you know?
Yeah.
So I have to watch the overuse thing, but I can play, you know, so half of it's mental too, you know?
And how's your band doing? You guys been together a long time, I think, right?
Well, I've known them a long time. Yeah. This time around, my first album, I had a well-polished, gigging, tight unit. You know, there were 10 of us. I had 4 background singers and the rest of the band. Keyboards, bass, 2 guitars. I played drums, of course. And it was... we gigged a lot in New York City. We played all the big clubs. We were gigging constantly. We rehearsed constantly, and then we recorded. And that was, that band was, and we had been together a few years, and that band was tight as a drum. I mean, man, they were tight. And it was a great band. Not everybody's alive anymore who was in that band, unfortunately. And, you know, so I miss that. No, I miss having a real tight band like that now. But the guys I'm working with now, they have experience that we didn't have back then, and they helped write some of the songs. My producers are in my band now because they want to be, you know. And, you know, they just believe in it, and they like the music so much, you know, that they're all in. So whatever I want to do, and they don't really do too many other projects. So they're available to me when I need them. And I miss it. You know, I miss it a little bit.
Sure.
Not having people right around where we can get together. I like to play, so I like to rehearse a lot. You know, I like to have it. So I like to have my music down when I'm, so I don't have to think about it. So when I go on stage, the drumming, I can play at a higher level than is necessary for the kind of music that I play, because it's very, you know, I'm playing backbeat stuff basically, and it's pocket kind of music, and that way I can concentrate on my singing, which is out front and important, right? So, you know, when you sing and play an instrument, it gets a little more complicated. But
Teddy, do you have any advice for young people getting in the business? Anything they should avoid, or any suggestions for them?
Well, it's a wonderful thing to be able to express yourself, and just for me, I would tell people to be themselves. All right. You're going to, it's only natural when you see that other people are successful that you try to mimic them, and you think, well, if, you know, they're selling a million records, then I want to do what they did. And that makes sense, but you don't have to be them, you know, be yourself. We're all unique, and everybody has something to offer, and there's room for everybody. And especially nowadays, you know, when you can be independent, be an independent artist, and things seem to be going that way now. You know, where more and more people are trying to be independent.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so everything's available to you. And so be yourself, you know, just be yourself. And if you like dressing up and you like costumes, do it, you know. But if you want to, you know, be in your t-shirt and jeans, you can do that too, you know. Whatever makes you comfortable, whatever you like. And know that if you like it, if you really like what you're doing and it's the best you can do, then other people are going to like it too, you know.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about it.
Good advice, Teddy, good advice. Can you tell us about this song we're going to hear in a few minutes here? What inspired it? What do you want us to take away from it?
Yeah, this song is, it's just, you know, it really has taken on a new meaning with this COVID thing. But it's just like we're all in it together. Eat, sleep, repeat. We recorded it during the COVID crisis, and it was, you know, at the height of it a year or so ago. And it seemed like it was that we couldn't go anywhere. Everything was shut down. And, you know, it just seemed to that, you know, it's the feeling I got about everything. You know, everybody works so hard, and then we go out and we want to relax a little bit. And we're all in it together, whether we like it or not. We're all in it together. And you know, the country's kind of divided and everything, you know that. So, you know, I just thought it was a way of for people to another way for people to look at things, where maybe they can see that we're all in it together. And how life is in the city. It's like city life. That's the life I'm living, right?
Yeah.
And you know, just the grind. And you know, I don't know. I really like this song. You know, I like the groove.
All right, Teddy. I'll tell you what. Let's take a listen to it, and then we'll come back and talk a few more minutes. Okay.
Okay. Great.
Awesome, Teddy. All right, everybody, check this out. Here we go.
From this weather-tight sixth-floor window, I hear voices from people below. Can't quite make out what they're saying. Not sure that I want to know. Hit the pavement, sunglasses and ball cap. Stepping over and on sidewalk cracks. Cafe Ray, t-shirt car. The usual mob. Sweeping enterprise, keeping on track. It's the pulse of the city. The family of man. Healing, revealing its gritty demands. Human. See you. wearing sunglasses and ball cap, stepping over and on sidewalk cracks. Cafe red t-shirt pal, the usual mob, sweeping enterprise, keeping on track. Evening sparkles of neon and street light, people gather for drinks and a bite. A reward will reprieve what we all seem to need, survival, achievement, respite. It's the pulse of the city, the family of man, bleeding, healing, revealing its gritty demands. Humankind, here it's one, a big melting pot, in a grind all together, like you and I.
Sleep, repeat, repeat, eat, sleep, repeat, eat, sleep, repeat, eat, sleep, repeat.
Teddy, that was a really cool song. Thank you so much for sharing it with us.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, Teddy, tell the audience and the fans a little bit about where they can find you, where can they buy your music?
Well, you can find me on all the social media platforms, Teddy Brunetti. But the best place to go to is my website, which is teddybrunetti.com. And that's TEDIBRUNETTI.com, and that's where you can buy a hard copy of, you know, a CD. I'm also on all the streaming platforms, Spotify and what have you, and I love chatting with my social media friends, so please comment and like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, and that's Teddy, which is Teddy Brunetti Official on YouTube. Because it really helps. People need to know that when you artists need your support, you want a fresh playlist, you want new music, then you know, please try to support your independent artists, you know, and by doing that with subscribing to YouTube channels and following us on Spotify and what have you, that really helps. Buying a CD, buying a T-shirt, buying a coffee mug. It really helps. You know, it means a lot, you know.
And I think a lot of artists, they don't know how to ask people to like their stuff or stream it or buy it because they feel like it's not a good thing to do. But sometimes you just have to ask.
Right. No, I ask. It's hard for people to do, you know, because they're inundated. They're inundated. It isn't just music people who are asking you to subscribe and click on this and do this. I mean, everybody is now, you know, it's the whole, you know, we're all on that internet, and that internet marketing is a big thing. So they see a lot of it, but just know, I mean, the thing is, even if I'm not going to get rich from it, which I'm probably not, you know, it just knowing that somebody thought enough to subscribe, to buy a coffee mug, to buy a CD, to follow me on Spotify, whatever, they can, whatever they can do, you know, or want to do, you know, when I see people with that kind of support, just as little things, even when that number of subscribers ticks up one or two, it means a lot to me. And it just, it gives you, as an artist, I think, for me anyhow, it gives me the support that I need to think, well, yeah, this is still worth doing. You know, other people are enjoying it. It's worth putting it out there. You know, if it doesn't just show up on Spotify and on YouTube and on Facebook or wherever from nothing, you know, there's effort that has to, effort and work and planning. And it's more than just me. I have a team of people that I work with, and it incentivizes all of us when we just get a like or a support or a comment or a coffee mug or a, you know, sure, whatever. I think you can relate to that, you know?
Absolutely, Teddy. All right, Teddy, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. It was a wonderful time, as usual.
You're the greatest, man, and I love your music, too. So, you know, we're all fighting the good fight, and I wish you the best.
Thank you, Teddy. I wish you the best, too. And to all our listeners tonight, thank you so much for listening. I hope every single one of you and your unique story gets heard around the world. My name is Sorantos. Please join me every Tuesday night to hear other amazing artists share their fascinating behind-the-scenes stories right here at The Songwriter Show on Reality Radio 101. Tonight, I'm going to leave you with a brand new song I just released. It's a pop piano melody I think you'll enjoy called I Just Don't Care. This piano song is about the emotion you go through when only one person is on your mind. I wrote this for Dee in the waiting area when he was getting surgery. I didn't care about anyone but him. I love you guys. Have a great night.
You're on my mind a lot tonight. I'm next to you. I'm nervous. You're in a good mood. Months of pain. All that pain you went through. I feel so guilty, so bad inside. So mad I couldn't help you. You wait patiently, you're in line. You're next, you look for a sign. It's late at night, it's after nine. You wait the bright lights, you don't mind. They start to move, it's time. I don't care. I just don't care. Your heart rate 70. I'm next to you. You're calm as hell in a playful mood. Months of pain, all that pain. So bad inside, so mad I couldn't help you.
late at night, it's after nine. You wake the bright lights, you don't whine. They start to move, it's time.
I don't care.
To keep the momentum going, head over to www.songwritershow.com and join our free music community of artists, songwriters, and producers. That's www.songwritershow.com.